Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting second, the shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third, the center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Fleming. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fleming. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second, the center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. And now, play ball. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Werber scores. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges bunts towards first. Fox picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Gerges moves to second. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barna. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barna hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whittek hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Novikov moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Morello, who tags Mize trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whittek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Whitehead reaches second base with a double. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehead scores. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Werber reaches second base with a double. Lorman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Giants. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Todd Presnell now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barna hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barna. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Morello applying the tag. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Stringer moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Ace Adams now pitching. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Stringer scores. D'Alessandro moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, Giants. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D'Alessandro scores. Russell moves to third. It's 6-5, Giants. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 4 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack pinch hits for Todd Presnell. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.